let's hear from students whether they've seen a difference in teacher expectations at different school environments.
My name is Krishna Lakey. I'm 15 years old and I'm currently a sophomore in high school. From grades 1 through 7, I went to public school, an elementary and a middle school, and chose for my 8th grade to go to a private K through 8 school. Upon completion of my 8th grade, I had the option of either going back to my public high school, which at the time was one of the top public high schools in all of New Jersey, or going through the admission process to get into a private school. I noticed some key differences in both my experiences of learning, and today I'm going to reflect and share them with you all. So I thoroughly enjoyed my public school. It gave me opportunities to meet new people, to make new friends, to expand my knowledge, because we covered a lot of material. It taught me how to take notes efficiently. It gave me opportunities to enter different competitions, and it gave me opportunities to immerse myself in music. And so for that, I have zero regrets about going there, and I enjoyed it. That's what it was. I enjoyed it. But it wasn't until that I went to private school in 8th grade that I realized that there are different levels to which a student can be actually challenged. From the moment I stepped foot in my classroom and went to my first class, I found something really special. The teachers really, really cared about our learning. They desired to teach us. They desired for us to enjoy learning. And guess what? What I found that really shocked me was the students were so eager to learn. They had such a hunger, a desire to learn so many new things. And I thought that was so awesome. And I was so happy to actually be a part of that. You know, because the classroom size is so small, it gave me an opportunity to really connect with all my teachers. And it gave them the opportunity, the ability to help me whenever I needed it. If there was something that I didn't understand, they would go out of their way and make time so that they could meet with me and I could understand it, which I never had the opportunity to do before. The thing about private school that I found is that, yes, there's a textbook, there's a curriculum, but that's just for some sort of structure. They're really teaching you the things that you will need the most to apply to your life in the future, to prepare you for college. They teach you not necessarily for the sake of finishing a curriculum, but for the sake of your development as a student and your growth and for your future. I also learned that you're part of a community, a family when you're there. You're constantly supported by your classmates, your peers, your teachers. They're always there for you. And I was taught life skills. Aside from academics, I was not just taught to be a good student, but most importantly, a good person, a good citizen. I had the ability to speak my mind, not just to my peers, my classmates, my friends, but to my teachers. It was someone that I looked up to, and they were able to guide me. You know, even though I don't have any regrets about going to public school, I wished that I started my private school experience earlier. But after 8th grade, I figured that I had a strong foundation. I'd experienced both a public and a private school experience, and knowing that my public high school had a variety of programs, I figured I'd be fine in either place. But eventually, I applied to many different private high schools. I got into one that I really liked, and I decided to go. And let me just say, I think I made the completely right decision, because talking to some of my friends that are still at public high school in the public school program, I found one key difference between me and them was that I was so happy. I enjoyed going to school every single day. They grudgingly went. They had hours and hours of work, assessments. Teachers kept piling work on them more and more and more. They didn't have time to live their life, to enjoy school. They hated school. They said, "You're so lucky you actually enjoy school." They said, "It's a pain getting out of bed every morning knowing we have to go to school." And one big thing I also found was that in public school, I was tested and taught for proficiency, for my memorization skill. But in private school, I was really tested and taught for the sake of my understanding. And I was tested on mastery, true application of the concept, so that in my future, I would be the best prepared. And that's why I can say I have no regrets going to public school, but going to private school and switching over from the public school program to a private independent school program was one of the greatest decisions I've ever made in my entire life. Thank you.